Hello, people. Welcome back to another video by your good friend, Chad Marco, the Big Anarchy. Make sure you guys send those smash that like button and check out my other social media and let's have a conversation. So I had a good Discord friend tell me that, you know, he's always been impressed by my positive outlook on life, my attitude, and my overall happiness, you know, and some would say despite my situation, right? And he wanted to know how I'm able to maintain that. How am I able to maintain such a high level of happiness and positive attitude throughout my life, you know, generally speaking? And I feel like for a topic like this, this really has to be covered in a multitude of different videos because there are definitely different pillars that I believe allow me to feel the way that I do on a daily basis. You know, it's not just one thing, but I want to just cover one in this particular video, and that's the whole concept of self-love. I think self-love is definitely one of the most important elements of having a strong foundation of happiness and a great attitude about not only life, but yourself. And I feel like, you know, when I look back at my life, you know, I wasn't always as happy and jolly as I am today. I went through some dark shit. And when I think back to those darker days, I believe that, you know, the development of self-love is really where a lot of the positive changes for me began to start. I can remember a point in my life when I was in, I think, probably my late teens. And I have a visual in my head of me being like this old desktop computer. And I don't know why or exactly what was going on, but I just had this thought of like the entire world turning his back on me. Like what if just the whole world just said, fuck you? And I felt something inside of me say, even if that was the case, no matter what, I got your back. It was, again, I don't know what the fuck it was. I felt it. I just felt this energy or my own attitude was just like, I don't care. I'm always going to love myself. And I got your back, man. And I feel like that's where like the whole self-love or where my self-love started. That was the first time I really felt like I was on my own team. I was on my side. But for a while, I found it difficult to really express what self-love really is. Because I think probably to some people, and I think this is understandable, it's hard to kind of wrap your mind around that concept. Like, how do you love yourself? Because I think it's so much easier to visualize or understand loving somebody else or somebody loving you. But to love yourself, even I think it sounds a little wonky, right? But I found the perfect way to express it. And I think that the best way I can explain it is when you look at the concept of a guilty conscience, right? Now, you guys know that when you have a guilty conscience, that's a term meant to express like when you do something bad, when you do something wrong, you feel bad about it. It's almost like your consciousness is punishing you because you're aware that you did something bad. You're aware that you took a misstep somewhere, whether it was something minor or major, right? Like maybe you stole something and you have a guilty conscience about it, or you killed somebody, God forbid, damn, but you have a guilty conscience about it. I feel like self-love is like the opposite of a guilty conscience. Self-love is when your consciousness feels proud of your behavior, your actions, the things you've been able to accomplish, the things that you've done. I think that's really what self-love is. Like, it's the opposite of guilty conscience. It's a proud conscience. It's a loving conscience. It's a happy conscience. And I don't think that self-love is entirely free or just is because you want it. I think that it's something that you have to work for and you have to develop by engaging in proper action as far as like, again, how you navigate through the world on a daily basis. You know, and I have this memory from back when I was a kid, right? And I remember there was a pawn shop in my neighborhood, and it was run by this Arab guy. And I forgot how old I was. Maybe I was like 11 or 12 or something like that. And I had a GameCube at the time. And I remember I went to the store, to the pawn shop, and I wanted Star Fox Adventures. And I remember I only had like $5 or $10 or something, and the game was like $15. And the guy was like, look, I'll give you the game, but just give me what you got and then come back and pay for the rest later. And so he gave me the game, and I gave him the money that I had. And, you know, I got an allowance every Friday. So a week later, the next Friday, I come in there with the money, and I'll never forget the look on that guy's face. Like, when I came in there, it was like, I cannot believe this motherfucker came back. And he felt so good and surprised about the fact that I came back when I didn't have to. He took the money and gave me half of it back. And like, that's one of those little memories that I can remember where I did the right thing when I didn't have to. And the reason why I bring that up is because when you wonder like, why do I love myself? Why do I feel good about myself? It's little things like that throughout my life that my consciousness took note of, much like the guy that at the pawn shop, he took note of my righteous behavior in that moment. My consciousness does the same thing on a daily basis. Everything that I do is being observed. Like, I always feel like, you know, my name is a biblical name. My name is Emmanuel, and Emmanuel is it means God is with you. And, you know, I'm not religious, but when I look at my relationship with my consciousness, it feels like that. Like, my consciousness is always there watching what the fuck I do. And I've always felt like that. And I feel like so much of my self-love comes from the moments in my life where my consciousness saw me do the right thing, when I had an opportunity to do the wrong thing, when I had an opportunity to take advantage of somebody, when I was in a situation where maybe I was upset, you know, maybe I was angry, but I didn't allow my anger to spill out and affect other people. Times where somebody needed my help or needed a favor, and then I jumped up and I was ready to do it. Times where I did things when I didn't need to be asked. And so I think that when you're talking about developing self-love, I think it all starts with developing a proper connection with your consciousness and the way that your consciousness is able to take note of everything that you do on a daily basis. But I think another important aspect of it too is this, is that I believe that in life, oftentimes we internalize the value system of other people. We internalize the value system of society, and then we judge ourselves based on that. And I think that we all need to take time out and really separate ourselves from that and figure out who we are as an individual. How much of our value system is based on not what we feel, not what we believe, but what other people think? Because I believe that when your value system is so much based on external things outside of your core values, that can have a serious impact on your self-image and your self-belief and just your overall relationship with yourself. It's like when I was doing that video about the fat girl video, and I was going through that fat girl thread. And I remember there was that one guy who was talking about how, like, the reason why he went ahead and settled for having sex with a fat woman that he wasn't attracted to, he felt so bad about being a virgin that he wanted to kill himself. And it's like, for me, I can't wrap my head around that, because I had already like pushed that bullshit out of my head, right? I grew up with that same bullshit. Like, I took that externally from society and my peers that, oh, it matters that I'm a virgin. And then when I thought about it, I was like, wait a minute, it really don't. And I said, fuck that. And so when I see shit like that, it's like, you know, is he just built like that? Is that his core value system where he feel like he has to have sex or he has no value? Or has he internalized the value system of a society that says that as a man, you don't have value until you have sex? And I think that's another important part of developing self-love, is that you got to kick the bullshit out of your consciousness. Like the shit that we pick up from society and the people around us, because when you judge yourself based on stuff like that, you know, sometimes you're judging yourself based on things that might be outside of your control or even outside of what you should really give a fuck about. And so it's like you can't tell me that I'm less because I'm a virgin. You can't tell, like, it's nothing you can, right? It's not there. And so I think when you're talking about developing self-love, you need that. You need to know what your core value system is. But it goes both ways too, because it's not just about filtering out the bullshit. You got to figure out, like, what are the things that really matter to you? Because there's also the fact that there is a standard that you have to live up to. And if you don't, you're going to feel bad about that. Like, I do have shit that I feel bad about when I don't do, because I know, like, and I've talked about this plenty of times, one of my biggest problems have always been that I'm a half-asser. I get lazy, I get distracted, and my consciousness lets me know. Even today, you know, I woke up and got on 4chan. I was shit posting on the anime board, and I didn't really get going until like later in the day. And then, but the whole time, like, my consciousness is aware of that shit. And so I'm like, damn, if I don't want to go to sleep feeling bad, I need to get myself in gear. So, you know, I started working on a new anime review. I did a quick workout, started working on some music, cleaned up the house, and now I'm making this video. And so again, it's like, it's a two-way street where you need to kick out the bullshit and figure out what your core value is outside of what society expects you to be and what society expects you to do. But then you also have an obligation and a duty to try to live up to that the best you can, the things that really matter to you, because that's what your self-love is going to be based on. Because as your consciousness sees you living up to your core values and what you think is right or wrong, then the better you feel about yourself. And I think really as people, we have to expand that. We have to expand what we give ourselves credit for. Because I think, like, you look at me, the obvious things that people would say, oh, he broke, he lived with his mama and shit like that. And I don't make excuses for that. A lot of the things that I don't have is based on what I said earlier, half-ass and laziness. But I also have a lot of things that I've done right and things that I have to be proud of. The way that I've been able to take care of my body, you know, reading books and learning. A lot of personal issues that people don't really know about me that I overcame and worked through over the years. When you wonder why I feel good about myself, why I love myself, my consciousness knows where I came from. My consciousness knows how bad I was, how low level I was, and the different ways that I've been able to develop and cultivate my masculinity, my manhood, my integrity, my honor, and all that shit. But again, it's like, and this goes back to the society thing, how do we judge each other? How many bitches he got? What his car look like? How much money he got? And again, these can be important things, but there's so much more to who we are as individual human beings. And another thing too is that everything counts. Always give yourself credit, because everything counts. You know, my dad, he came over. My dad came to visit a few weeks ago, and he said something that I really appreciated. And he said that I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of you guys for staying out of trouble. Right. And that, again, it seems so simple, right? Because you would think, well, your dad is proud of you. Like, you neat. Right. But what my dad understands and what I appreciate about what he said is that he understands that if nothing else, my son isn't out here getting into trouble. I don't hear any bad shit about him. He's not out here stealing, drug dealing. He ain't out here making babies. He's not, like, I don't hear no, like, and he appreciates that. And I'm glad that he understood that and understood that I'm over here doing what I can, trying to be better. Right. And the fact that he gave me credit, something that a lot of people wouldn't give me credit for, I really appreciate it. And when you're doing self-assessment of who you are and your character, again, look at all the shit that you do right, like across the board, bro, because it counts. Everything counts. Because when you look at the opposite, it definitely counts, but we don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate it a lot of times. And what I mean is, you know, if I went out here and I started selling drugs and I got arrested and I'm going to jail, that fucking counts because you see the mugshot, I'm good, right? But we don't think about the value of avoiding that bullshit. If I was sitting here addicted to benzos or alcohol, that counts. I'm destroying my body. People don't appreciate the fact that I stayed away from hard drugs. I don't drink. I don't smoke. All that. And so when you talk about self-love and the relationship that you have with your consciousness, it's based on all these things that you do, all these things that you are, and how you take care of yourself and how you build yourself, how you deal with other people and all that. Just take inventory of everything. And this is the last point that I'll make, because I think this is really important, because I feel like a lot of people maybe feel like, you know, I can't be happy until I reach a certain point in life. Like I can't be happy until I have this amount of money, or until I got a wife, or until I do this, or until that. And I've never believed that. And I think happiness is so much simpler than what people make it out to be. But I also think that happiness, or the concept of happiness, is a control mechanism. Where it's like, for instance, you have women, like, and just as an example, right? Look at how you have women who choose to have careers over children. Now, of course, you have some women who they take that course, they take that path, and some of them regret it, but certainly not all. But anybody who is against that path, that course, in their mind, they're never going to believe that a woman can be happy taking that specific course, because that's their value system. And so they can't believe and conceptualize someone being happy outside of their value system. And so what I'm saying is that you can be like happy, you can feel good about yourself, and you can love yourself just based on the fact that you've made a decision to be better, and that you've taken that first step towards being better. Like, happiness is not something to be gatekept from you or anybody else. I believe you, just the fact that you recognize, you know what, I need to do better. I can be better. I have more potential. And when you start making those, I think that's where happiness comes from, you know? And it's like, when I look at my situation, right? Like, one of the big accomplishments that I had this year was I finally got my driver's license, and I feel good about that. But look, I was happy before I got my driver's license, and I'm happy after I got my driver's license. And it's the same thing with every other issue, every other problem that I have. I'm broke as fuck, but you know, I'm happy and broke, and I'm going to be happy after I start making money, right? I was happy this. And so I think that's another thing where people got to stop feeling like I can be happy when I reach a certain level or this. No, I think that you can be happy. I don't know about today, right? Cause you might be fucked up, cause I was fucked up. Look, I'm not acting like this shit was like a switch. It really was. I really had to work for that shit. But I'm just saying that those positive feelings, that positive energy, it all starts with a decision. It all starts with the decision to be better, to strive to be better, to strive for greatness, to strive to live up to your fullest potential, and to always look for ways that you can better yourself, you know, and sort of like, you know, better scope who you are as a person, scoping your overall character. And I feel like that's such a big reason of why I love myself, because if nothing else, every day when I wake up, you know, again, I don't always work as hard as I should. I don't always do what I'm supposed to, but I've done enough to where my conscience is like, yeah, I love this motherfucker. You know, he not perfect. He makes mistakes. He can fix that, do that. But damn, I love this little, like, that's honestly how, like, my when I tap into my conscience, that's what I feel. I feel just, damn, I love this motherfucker. The same way I loved Frender, the same way that you might feel about something that you love, it's like my consciousness is just pouring that into me, you know. But that was the best way I could try to describe the concept of self-love, you know. And anybody struggling with that, I hope that, you know, this was at least able to help you, you know, get an idea of where to start. And I feel like, you know, ground zero is self-assessment, and then figuring out what your core values is and who you are as an individual, and then, you know, setting a course towards, you know, living up to your fullest potential and just trying to be better in every way that you can, and giving yourself credit every step of the way and feeling good about the things you do right. And so I hope you guys enjoyed that video, and I will see you on the next. So, Johnny.